Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hill Notes coming up in 15 minutes or so, but right now on a Celtics Wednesday, Mego is here, another attendee. Unlike others, at the Odyssey holiday party on Friday night.
I was there. I did not bowl, but I was there.
Enjoyed hanging out with you. You were sipping on, I believe, a delicious martini, if I remember correctly.
I was having, actually, Kat Jones, Jones's wife, was introducing me to this like tequila seltzer blend thing with coconut in it, and it was delicious. But I am a big teeny girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've had some teenies in our day.
Martini Adelini. That's me.
All right.
That's actually my father.
Oh, that's your father?
Yeah, Martin Adelini.
You like a dirty one too, right?
I like a twist. I don't like olive, so I like the lemon twist. Mm. And I'm going to a place tonight that I think has the second best martinis in all of Greater Boston.
Well, that's a bold statement.
I know. And I think second best is couching it in reality, so you know I'm telling the truth. I'm not telling you it has the very best.
Mm-hmm.
1928 Beacon Hill.
It is such a good one.
Legit martini.
Yeah.
Where do you believe the best is? I know where I think it is.
Same.
I'm hesitant to say because I don't want other people taking bar stools away from me.
Oh.
Do you want? I'll disclose.
It's not what. Are you and I saying the same?
I think that we're on the same one. Is the glass frosted with ice?
Yes.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, Grill 23.
Grill 23, I think.
Grill 23 is definitely top five.
And I bet I know yours.
What?
Franklin Cafe?
No, but I love the atmosphere. Franklin
they have
Cafe.
A good martini as well.
Also, anchovies in the South End.
Okay.
That would round out my top five. Number one in the entire Greater Boston area has to be the Abbey in Brookline.
I've never been.
Huh? Really?
Incredible, incredible martini.
Okay. Do they have different flavors?
You know where Ken lives.
You and this is Washington Square.
There was a place that was in the financial district that you and I attended quite a bit for their martinis, and it was shut down because the manager was being inappropriate with people.
There was a little drama.
There was a scandal there.
We were there shortly
had good
before
martinis.
That place had legit martinis.
He was a creeper. But are there different flavors to martinis?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, all right.
Your martini order martini. Says a lot about you.
Yeah, I love this espresso martini. I don't get it in the glass, though.
What do you mean?
What do you just say? You love the espresso martini, but then you asked if there were flavors of martini.
See, I wasn't sure. For some reason, I was like, is that a martini?
Yeah.
I wasn't
it's in the name of it. Wiggy.
Because my favorite is the pistachio.
you can only
get them in the North End.
Yeah.
And I don't
you're
like
probably not a fan of that, though, because it's not real martini.
It's not?
Are you gin or vodka?
Vodka. I'm a vodka gal. Yeah. I like vodka straight up, bone dry with a lemon twist.
And I just asked them to put it in a regular glass because for whatever
you
reason.
You like it on ice.
No, I always spill it.
Wiggy, this is not a martini, what you're ordering.
Yeah. No, it is a martini.
It's like a frappuccino.
But it's a pistachio and I go in the regular. I did have a watermelon one time that was really.
What's going on?
Might have been like a martini.
100. Yeah, watermelon martini.
I did have 100 martinis, but are those martinis? I know it's in the name.
Well, she said olives and stuff. So,
speaking of Friday night, and again, I don't know. I cannot figure out how I feel about the Celtics because I just know I suspect they're waiting around till the playoffs get here, and then we see who they really are. Whatever. But Friday night, we were at the holiday party. Lackluster effort from that basketball team.
Yes,
Friday night
against Sacramento. And to be fair, that's a team that is red hot. I know people hear Sacramento Kings and they're pretty low in the Western Conference standings, but they had a 7-game win streak and they had won their sixth with you. And so that's a team that is just rolling. They have a weird interim coach situation. Yeah. So you think it's like a dead cat bounce for them, but they're doing really well. And so I couch
that. Should I just give up my expectation that in the NBA there's going to be some defense that is actually played? Like, should I just give up that expectation?
So last time I was here to answer that question, I was saying, like, I'm not going to give the Celtics the benefit of saying they're all healthy now. And so they're adjusting to each other. Yeah. But I did think about the other night, Joe Mazzulla said, we're kind of in training camp mode where our starters, because they're getting off to these slow starts. They went 1-for-11 from the 3-point line on Sunday against the Pelicans, who are a dreadful team in terms of their record. And so I think that they are adjusting to some of having Kristaps Porzingis back on defense. He's a great rim defender, but then you maybe give something up in the 3-point game on the other side, and some of these teams are doing that against them. I do think that there is an adjustment level. Again, it's great that they're all healthy, but at the same time, you have individuals like Jaylen Brown, Drew Holiday, who have been in and out of the lineup, and there is some of this adjustments going on. I don't think, again, that it's like teams figuring them out or other teams surging and being actually more talented or better than the Celtics. I just think it's a little bit of tweaks here and there of them trying to get back in with each other.
And then you sprinkle the boredom in. Because we know in the NBA, the NHL, and Major League Baseball, like the regular season is, especially when you're a good team. When you're a good team, what does the regular season really mean for you, right? You're probably thinking like, all right, maybe we don't get the number one seed, but we can go anywhere and beat anybody, you know, four games. And I think part of it is that, especially, you know, in hockey and basketball, because there's so many games throughout the week where it's just like, all right. And unless it's like you're playing against the Cavaliers or you're playing against OKC where it's like, all right, we're going to get a little extra juice for this. You know, it's, you're playing against the Raptors. They got, what, 8-9 wins?
They're playing down to people, which is a bit concerning, I think, for people.
I think it's boredom. You're there at the games, I mean.
Yeah,
and I think especially when you look at these two games, there's a human nature aspect to this where they came off that road trip where they went 3-1, overall big success, tough second half that they had against Oklahoma City. But then when they're back, it's kind of like, oh, you're back at home, a little bit more comfortable. You're seeing teams that don't have great records, but they still have individual pieces like Sabonis on the Kings who can really get after you in the fourth quarter if you let up that mental game just a little bit. And I think it's interesting you mentioned the Cavs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a team where, you're right, Wiggy, the regular season means different things for different teams.
Right.
And for the Celtics, the regular season means stay healthy, stay the course, be yourselves. And then when you get closer to the playoffs, get in your groove, get in your rotation, get into the playoffs and do your damage there. For a team like the Cavs, like they're establishing their culture. They're finding themselves. And that's just a different kind of regular season than the defending champs are going to have.
Did you like the way they, and when I say they, I mean Joe Mazzulla and Jason Tatum, responded to Jennings calling Jason Tatum the softest player in the NBA?
I kind of think it just doesn't deserve any response. Like, it's such a play for attention from Jennings.
Right.
And again, if you look, I get it. Like, we're all in the media. You say stuff, you put it out there. You're like planting your flag. This is my thing. It's just, I don't know. I think that the Tatum the Tatum dialogue around him is so ridiculous because the guy's been a top five player. He finished sixth for MVP last year, but I think most people would agree that he's been a top five player for the past three plus seasons. He's on the best team in the league. He's going to be an MVP. He's probably going to win another championship. And then you have a podcast this week putting out a list of top five Celtics, and here's why Jason Tatum's not on it. Why are you so desperate?
Personality.
You put out your own, didn't you?
A response, but it goes to show you that Tatum has the star power because you're getting your attention by saying stuff about Tatum and trying to fuel that fire of the dialogue around him.
Are you saying his personality is soft?
No, because he's a quiet, reserved type
of alpha
guy. No, that's not an alpha. He's just somebody. He's not an ish talker, right? Because when they did the top five Celtics and Brandon Jennings and them were arguing, they were putting KG in there.
Kevin McHale at number three. Right? I love Kevin McHale, but that's a sixth man a year guy.
Those guys were trash talkers, right?
Yeah.
So you don't hear. And the biggest thing.
Do you think that's what Jennings meant, or do you think he meant that Jason Tatum is always trying to get himself a call? Like always wanting.
No. I think he meant that because Tatum doesn't have that, like, personality of like, oh, I'm going to bite your head off and I'm going to tell you about it. Because he loves Kobe, but doesn't have the Kobe personality, and he's quiet, he's reserved, then people tend to be like, oh, he's soft. He's not a killer because that's not who he is. Like they did the same thing with Kawhi Leonard because Kawhi's not a big talker. I just think when you look at Tatum's playing, he's somebody that is like, I played with Troy Brown. Troy Brown wasn't a big talker, but he led by the way he played, and that was his killer mentality, was I'm going to go out there and play this way.
Yeah.
I think that's why he gets knocked.
I think that it's also just we lose focus of Tatum's been playing for so many seasons. He's still a young guy. He's still, if you look at the averages of NBA players just beginning to enter his prime years of production, like when you look at overall the stars, his contemporaries, and the generation before, this is where it becomes, okay, your prime stats, which is crazy.
And that's what makes people, to me, morons, because look what he's done as a young guy just hitting his prime. Look at the numbers he's put up. And as a young, we haven't seen another Celtic do what he's been able to do in the first, 7 years of his career. And like you said, Mego, he's now hitting his prime. And if he can continue to win multiple championships, you're going to make the case that he goes down as the greatest Celtic to ever play.
Bird is
I think more people would put Bird ahead of Bill Russell because of Bird's personality.
As long as we're in agreement.
Yeah, I know that.
But it's Larry Bird. Why do people hate Jason Tatum so much? It seems like across the league, people do not like Jason Tatum.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, are you talking about players?
I'm talking about other people, whether it's media, national media. Yeah. It seems like there's always a slight against Jason Tatum. When we saw it immediately after they won the championship, the way in which the general public, not here in Boston, responded to the Celtics winning, and Jason Tatum in particular.
Courtney, you know this. Jealousy is a disease.
I know.
Yes, it is.
Well, soon.
Yes, yeah. It is.
It's
yes,
just, it is. It's confusing to me where the hate comes from because it's not a personality thing. He, like you said, if you want to say he has a soft personality because he doesn't lead in that way, I don't get it.
I think it's because he had a standout rookie season. As you remember, we were both covering the team at that time. And he exploded so quickly onto the scene as a super, super young guy that everybody was doing the, he's just 19, Jason Tatum, he's the next thing. And then it took several years for the team to get to a championship. And I think people from the outside felt like, oh, it's like anything. Oh, you're hyping this guy up, but then he hasn't won. And then he does win. And it's at that point.
And that's everybody else was hurt.
You're such a big brand that there's a no-win situation there. Jealousy.
Wiggy, if you had to win one game 7, you could only play one of them. Who would you play, Bird or Tatum?
Oh, Bird.
Okay, good.
Right, but I didn't say now. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't
in the moon. That's good.
In the future, if Tatum gets four chips.
Oh, Jesus.
He's got one, right. So he only got to win three more, and it's possible.
Just three.
If Mahomes wins seven more.
But if we're comparing them to the Golden State and the run that the Golden State Warriors had, Steph Curry has four. So there's a possibility if Tatum's I would argue he's the best player in the NBA, but let's say he's in the top three.
Would you say Steph Curry's a better player than Bird?
Wow.
Because if you're saying he's going to get to Curry and you don't think Curry's better than Bird, then what are we talking about?
No. I said that when it's all said and done, people could make the argument. I'm a Bird fan, so I'm a little bit biased.
Right.
But if Tatum gets the three or four chips and what
now it's down to three.
All right, I'm just trying to say, I don't want people to be like, all right, he's got to get to 11. If he gets the three or four chips and he's going to have the numbers when it comes to stats and all that other nonsense, it's going to be more of...
It's impossible to compare eras.
NBA. No, I get you, but that's what we do. We always say, who's the greatest of all time, Bird or LeBron? We compare...
Some people say Jordan.
Yeah, some people might throw,
excuse me, Jordan. Jordan or LeBron. I mean,
Larry Bird and Magic saved basketball, yeah. So there's that.
Right.
Greg saved DEI.
There's that.
Greg, yes. There are a lot of people.
Thank you, by the way.
You're welcome. Everybody's welcome. Thank you. I ask nothing but a thank you.
There are a lot of people.
Pretty big paycheck.
That do top five that don't have Bird in the top five greatest basketball players of all time.
That's ridiculous.
But that's what we do here. We have that conversation.
Mego, great to see you.
Yes, you guys
too. Did you
have
some sort of an issue with me and something that you wanted to bring up?
Yeah, you have an issue with how you're describing your snow show.
Really?
Ski and board?
Yeah.
That's not it. It's ski and ride.
Oh.
From a snowboarder here. Ride. You don't say board. Nobody says I'm going boarded.
Gonna go shred the gnar, bro.
Yeah, ski or shred, that works too.
Wow, I've never heard ride.
Yeah, ski or ride.
That's ski or ride.
Yes, not ski or board. Board is what kids do at very rich schools.
You are a rider.
Well, no, I'm a snowboarder.
You're a boarder. Will you join us at the snow show?
Oh, I would love to.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'll have to check my Celtic schedule, but maybe I'm a very talented snowboarder.
Bring the mister?
Wow. No cap.
Maybe bring the mister along.
Yeah, he's a bad skier, but he'll be my lodge bunny, and I will be the athlete on the mountain.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it is a week from Friday, so we would love to have you there with us.
Oh, wow.
We will set it all up.
Sounds great, guys.
That is Mego. You read her at weei.com, and she is our Celtics insider. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, and let's
Pete Abe actually is the Boston Sports Lodge buddy.
Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Bruins beat the Lightning 6-2 after the Bees jumped out to an early 2-0 lead, didn't let up. Pasta and Zaka each had a goal and two assists in this one. While Jeremy Swayman was in goal, he had 43 saves in the win. The Bees are off now till Saturday, while the Celtics are in Toronto to take on the Raptors. Tip is at 7:30 this evening. We talked about Mike Tomlin yesterday and whether or not he'll be out in Pittsburgh after the Steelers lost to the Ravens last weekend. When asked for his message to any team that might be interested in possibly trading for him, he said, quote, "I have no message. Save your time." The divisional round is set for this weekend on Saturday at 4:30. The Texans will take on the Chiefs in Kansas City, and the Commanders will take on the Lions at 8 in Detroit. On Sunday, it's Rams at Eagles at 3 and Ravens at Bills at 6:30. WEEI's coverage of the football postseason is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. And guys, it is Wednesday, which means it is time to put someone in timeout.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. Timeoutmarket.com.
Easy one for me this week. It is that Philly Eagles fan that has been fired from his DEI hospitality position, unfortunately. The man that was harassing the woman, the Packers fan woman, at the game over the weekend.
So he lost his job.
Lost his job. Poor guy.
Okay. He learned that free speech has repercussions.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to put Brandon Jennings in timeout because of the fact of you calling Tatum soft. You don't even have him in top five Celtics of all time. And, you know, all the hate that you're spewing towards a guy that we've seen since he's gotten the league just continually to get better and better and better. Like Mago said, right now is he's hitting the peak of his game.
Okay. Anybody else?
I have a quick one that's on brand. Bill Belichick for the pathetic, petty way in which he's promoting Mike Vrabel and the way he was such a D-bag to Mayo. Like, don't call me petty and support that guy. The over-the-top gushing over the hiring of Mike Vrabel was a little much.
Okay. Chime, you got anything?
I'm going to put Jerry Jones in timeout. I think the way he handled the firing of Mike McCarthy was dumb. If you were going to do it right away. You could have interviewed all of the best candidates. Instead, he waited, and now he's stuck with, I need to either find a way to lure Dion to Dallas or hire, like, Aaron Glenn.
Okay. All right.
We'll experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston. Nestled in the Fenway, from live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. And Trending was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Merlone did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's cold. Feels like 13, but our lodge buddy Greg Hill is going to be ready this afternoon, high in the mid-20s.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Tomorrow, a Bruins Thursday on this show with Mike Milbury at 9. But I believe we have some Hill notes that have been left by you. Your voice can be heard at any time of the day or night. Very simple to leave a voice note for us on any topic. Do it on the app, the Odyssey app. New feature on the Odyssey app. Odyssey added it, and it's very simple. There's a microphone upper right-hand corner of said app. And
excellent work populating those things. You guys have been filling it up every day.
Are they
great.
Good? They're good.
Yeah,
good
stuff. We weed through them, but
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Shime. Let's go.
Hey, Greg. What self-respecting man drives 70 miles an hour on the highway? I bet you Joe Landry was driving one of those cars that blew past your sorry old ass.
I was shocked by what you guys were saying. Like, I feel like 70 is a reasonable speed.
What?
On
that's
the,
slow.
You are
on,
old, man.
On
yeah.
the highways and
in the middle lane?
And,
yeah.
That's slow.
I mean, I Sorry.
The like, minimum speed should be 70.
Amen.
Yeah.
How fast do you go, honestly?
Wait, did you dump out of that?
Yes.
Yeah, of course I did.
I don't think you have to dump out of Courtney saying that.
Yeah, you can't say that.
You really? Cannot.
Courtney has a bit of a surprising potty mouth every
Big
once
time.
In a while. She does.
I just feel like those two words separate, could you say?
Maybe separate. No.
I don't know. Huh. It's very descriptive. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Sorry, I was marking, so I don't replay anything that has Courtney swearing on the air. Here we go.
Hey, Greg, tell the truth. When Vrabel got up out of the chair yesterday, did you sniff the seat?
I do love the man. There I'm sorry. Go. I could be completely wrong, but he is at this time where this franchise has been for the last 3-4 years. Mm-hmm. He is the absolute leader of men that this organization needs. Top to bottom. Guy doesn't take any, he's not going to take any guff. He talked more football in 25 minutes with us than I have heard. Bill didn't want to talk much football.
No,
right.
But more football than I've heard. More knowledge. spitting more knowledge. In 25 minutes than I've heard since I've been here. So I'm very excited.
Vrabel, Mic'd Up Mondays or Mondays with Mike. But I think you should call it Vrabel at the Table, baby.
All right. Is that Gronk?
That sounded like it.
Could be Gronk.
Hey, Coco. Skippy in the cargo shorts here. I just want to call you out on your story yesterday about the dead deer virus. Untrue. You see, back in the 80s and 90s, LB was eating wild pigs in every NHL city he stopped in. He's still here. Ha!
You do have an issue with guys in cargo shorts.
Right.
No, I just don't get it. It just seems like everybody who's a keyboard warrior, when I pull up their photo, they happened to be in cargo shorts.
Cargo and shorts
that's a fact.
Right. And you don't appreciate the short kings.
No.
No.
I appreciate them. It was just a matter of what Boston is. And, I mean, take that up with the people around you. And also, I think it's ridiculous that I got dumped for saying that when our good friend Brian texted in calling me that. So I think freedom of speech there. Yeah, if someone can call me that, I can call someone else. Correct.
She also hates all of us fantasy football
she
players.
She does.
No, that's not true either.
That is true.
And you hate children.
She does.
No, I hate babies in particular. Yeah, on planes, yes.
True.
Absolutely.
You don't like kids.
Yeah.
Not on planes, absolutely not.
I'm with you on that one.
James.
Is the suit to be Mrs. On Board with not having any children?
On Board?
Yeah, you know, we've discussed some things.
Uh-huh. Oh.
We've discussed some
Okay. All right.
So that's not in the future?
Not at the moment, no.
Oh, but maybe down the road.
Yeah.
Maybe a little. You
never know. This is balls. Unlike the happy bread baker, Greg. It's so sad what's happened to him. Goodbye. Take care.
I love that man.
That's a good one.
A+.
You can laugh.
How's the bread?
It'll be coming, I think, the first loaf of sourdough. We're going away. I'm not working Friday.
All right. What else is new?
DMs, or Monday, right?
DMs and I think we're all working Monday.
I thought Monday we were off.
That's what Ken told me.
Okay.
Oh, this is news to me.
I thought I'm working, but
I won't be working with you guys. Sorry.
All righty.
Okay. Well, we can take it off. I don't care.
Cool.
Done. But yeah.
I stand with Wiggy.
Fight the power.
DMs and I taking a little romantic trip to Miami.
Ooh, M-I-A-O.
But we will have sourdough when we return.
Okay.
I promise.
Pretty nice reservations that you've made for this romantic getaway.
It's the
Connell Lodge?
Just you two?
Yeah, just us
two. Oh, you guys are going to party it up in Miami.
Are you going to rent to Beamer?
It's dry January, so
okay.
I won't. You're going to break.
That is nonsense.
You're going to break.
Definitely going to Miami? Yes.
I don't think I'm going to break.
He's definitely breaking. If he comes back, it's like, nah, I didn't do nothing. We know he's lying.
Made it half a month. God bless him.
Hey, guys. Come to Miami.
Going to Mila on Friday night.
Very nice.
Wow.
One of my favorite spots down there.
Okay. And then Kiki's, I believe.
Probably Kiki's on Saturday. Kiki's on the water on Saturday.
Oh, so you guys are going to be outside.
Yes.
Hey, stop giving Courtney a hard time on this Celtics sale. Let's face it, the woman is an expert on the short list.
Oh, God. Jeez.
That one was kind of funny. That was at least different.
Though. Yeah, it was different.
No, Vrabel said he wants to get bigger and stronger on defense so that his offense can run with it. And Courtney can tell you, without a big D, you're not going to be getting any O.
Oh!
Okay.
Another creative one, though.
That was a good one.
It was not bad.
That one was creative.
Some people, they say they love the Hill Notes, but they're tired of the Courtney Santo-themed Hill Notes. I would agree on that.
Right.
All right, enough talk about Santo's junk. Let's talk about something more important, like Courtney's old man whistle.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
What's the old man whistle?
Old man, oh, we used to make fun of it on the old show, uh-huh. where as you get older,
mm-hmm.
I think your body structure, like your lips, relax, or they're not as...
Gravity's done its work.
Okay.
Right. This is not about the OnlyFans
we were
talking about earlier.
Yeah.
But the... sometimes you say certain words and there's a whistle to it.
Oh.
Like it happens to old guys.
Okay. Do I have
yeah, like
one?
Gopher from Winnie the Pooh.
I hear myself doing it sometimes on the show. Like I'll say, thoo-thoo-baroo, and there's like a little old man whistle.
Never even noticed.
I'm very sorry if I've been doing that. I will work on it.
I hear it at Fenway.
We got. Maybe we should tech Minko because he was saying that one of us was whistling.
yes, he was.
I believe that was me.
No, he was upset when we were talking to Mayo. Somebody was breathing heavy or
was
something.
Was that what it was?
I thought it was. Yeah.
You're great, but this talk about GMs and front office not knowing what's going on in the locker room or being near or around the locker room is absolutely ludicrous. Please listen to the athletes and other guys on the show here. You're way, way...
I don't know what he's referring to, but I do listen to Wiggy. That's why he's here.
I thought that was for a minute that was Martian.
I know. He's deep. That's the deep throat.
He has been here, and Wiggy tends to know these kind of things.
Hey, Wiggy. The expression is, "If there's smoke, there is fire." Not truth. And in your case, if there is smoke, you're either high as a kite, or that's the trail left behind you as you're running up to the buffet table. Hey, have a great day, numbnuts, Curtis.
Thank you.
Angry Principal Dan.
Yeah, it's a good
pretty
one
good
right
with
there.
The Hill Notes.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Yeah, Curtis loyal. Got some friendly fire on that one.
Yeah. Everyone.
Is that it? Or this?
That'll do it today,
all right,
Greg.
Great job.
Good job.
I'm telling you, I like it.
Yeah.
Hill Notes. Leave one anytime.
That is it.
I'm still getting used to it. It's so new.
Something pops into your head.
Right.
4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
I mean,
boom.
Yeah. And think about it. We've had two great players leave voice messages, Gronk and one we believe is Martian.
All right. We'll be right back.
Bye.
Jones and Keefe coming up next momentarily. Before we go, though, a parting gift for you. We would like to treat you to dinner or lunch at Time Out Market. And if you are the 9th caller right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, we will hook you up with a meal on the show. And check out Time Out Market Boston in Fenway for an unforgettable beer fest on January 18th. And that features the best locally craft brews from top breweries all over New England. Get ready to enjoy a beer tasting journey. Entry is free, and there are 36 incredible beers that you can sample. The perfect excuse to press pause on dry January, or Courtney, I think, calls it moist January.
Oh, no, damp.
Damp January.
Moist is a bad word.
When one pushes pause for a moment or two.
Well, you got to unpause this weekend. Yeah, you going to Miami, man. You definitely unpause.
When do you go? Tomorrow night?
Friday morning.
Okay.
Friday, heading
enjoy
down
it.
Bright and early Friday
Greg,
morning.
Greg, how many days a week would you say you drink?
On every day that ends in A.
Every day that ends in A.
You know what I meant, though.
Yeah.
But it's never been said that. It's always every day that ends in Y.
Right. You switched it up.
It was a Courtney-ism.
What did you mean by that Courtney-ism?
Like day. It ends in A.
It's like Fonzie. Remember Fonzie used to be like, hey.
Yeah, every day that ends in A. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't think it was that funny.
I guess that's one way to
say it. It was tremendous. You did a great job.
There's Rich Keith.
Oh, Richard. Oh, Scoops.
Jermaine, Greg. John. Curtis. Oh, you didn't say.
Huh? You missed somebody. Yeah. No. I mean, are things still frosty between you two?
No, we're all good.
I'm stressed about it.
We're all good.
I would like to mediate.
You want to be, you want to, okay.
I, again, would like you to go back and listen to what I actually said. Because it.
I'm sorry.
I'm done with it. I'm not going to do this to it. Get mad all over again.
I don't want to start it.
I don't think that's going to help.
Yeah, you're letting it live.
Yeah, I don't want to start it all over again.
Oh, when it comes to Santo's penis size, we'll go back and back.
Were you as surprised as I by those that were losing their ever-loving minds over Mike Vrabel suggesting that it's not necessarily the best thing to throw the football 50 times a game?
Well, I liked his answer about his best player being Derrick Henry more than the passing thing. But
that bothered you?
No, it didn't really bother me because we don't know who the offensive coordinator is yet. I think it will be more of a modern offense. I think he's going to know because he's going to find out pretty quick if he doesn't already know. Drake May is their best player.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had Ryan Tannehill. He had Marcus Mariota. So I don't think you're going to throw it a ton.
Right. Yeah.
And I was also looking yesterday at top 10 pass attempts in the NFL this year. Pretty hit or miss. Like five guys, I think, that are in the playoffs and good. Five guys that aren't and aren't bad teams. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of I get what he's saying about just being efficient.
Right.
So I don't think Drake May is throwing the ball 20 times and they're just going to hand the ball to Ramondre.
It's more about who he hires.
Yes.
And we start to, like, you know, put the, like, you know, try to put the dominoes or play the puzzle piece game where you go, all right, he was with Arthur Smith. Could that be a guy? But then Chad O'Shea was in Cleveland with him this year. Then
it's not Tommy Rees, which I think is good.
I was with Todd Downing. Todd Downing was with him.
Yep.
So now you start to figure out, like, all right, who are the guys that he could potentially, could it be Clint Kubiak?
What did you guys think of his Josh McDaniels answer when Greg asked him and he was
very telling?
I heard you guys talking about it.
I think that it's a done deal.
You think it's done?
I think it's a done deal.
And he was trying to do too much.
If you watch his face, he sat there for a minute saying, how am I going to deal with this? In my mind, I was like, this is already done. And
really?
Yes.
Oh, the exact opposite.
Yeah, he's like, he's on the list.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Okay.
I thought it as, how am I going to not confirm this, but give a good answer?
I didn't think of it that way, but maybe. We'll see.
Curtis, Wiggy?
I go the other way. I thought he was like,
he was being respectful.
Yeah, respectful. Yeah. It would have been the same
thing. He was basically saying, my boss wants him because he's cheap, was what he was saying.
Well, he's like, "May I got $13 million a year, then I can hire Josh for nothing. That's a good win-win.
Because
I don't think it's impossible, Courtney, that he's the guy. I think there's a potential that you're right, but my read was with Greg that it was not happy.
But he hasn't really been criticized that much, Mike Vrabel. And
oh, no, people are thrilled.
Right, but I think this piece of the offensive coordinator is the most critical thing for, because defense, we're like, oh, Vrabel knows his stuff on defense.
Yep.
We're going to be like,
what we said last year.
But we've seen Vrabel do it before. We're going to be super critical. Like, if it's Arthur Smith, I'm going to be like, man, what is you doing?
Do you have a guy? That's where we're starting the show. Do you have a offensive coordinator you want the most?
Cam Newton.
I want one of those. No, I would like one of those guys that he might know that I heard you talking about, whether it's Josh
McCown,
Clint Kubiak, one of those.
But Dave Ragone. I kind of want Dave Ragone.
Like one of those guys that might be. I'll be happy with
McCown. You must have a guy.
So I actually really like
Ben
Josh McCown.
Johnson. You like McCown?
I would love Ben Johnson.
McCown?
No, I like McCown. I'm fine with one of the Kubiak kids. I like the Kubiak system, so that's fine.
Okay.
But yeah.
Anybody tied to like?
Finally found a kid Shime likes.
I like Johnson. The Kubiak system.
Doesn't matter to me either.
Probably don't know what that is.
But anybody, the double K guys, they're great.
But anybody tied
Kubiak,
to like
Kubiak,
McVay. And those, like,
guy.
Or even O'Connell in Minnesota. Like, anybody tied to that, I'm cool. Nobody
I'm
tied
you.
To Arthur Smith. And
no, I don't want that either.
Do you think there's a chance they look in the college ranks at a guy, cause seeing as he had time at Ohio State.
But that was so long ago.
That was like 10 years ago. At Ohio State. 12 years ago.
You try to think, who was he connected to?
Well, we had a caller bring up Brian Hartline. I'm like, I don't want Brian Hartline.
Oh. Yeah.
He's at Ohio State. What if you could get a guy like Lincoln Riley?
I mean,
there's been rumors he kind of wants out of USC. Like,
okay, so
I hate it.
I could go that way. I could go that way.
What about Bill from Arlington?
No. Yeah, maybe that would work.
Pull him out of Chestnut Hill?
Yeah, no. I think so.
Why not?
Absolutely not.
He wants back in.
No, thanks.
No, thank you.
No, thanks.
Maybe Bill from Arlington will call in tomorrow. We'll ask him.
Oh, yeah, he's on tomorrow. Yeah,
or is it Andover?
Andover.
It was Andover. Yeah. It was Andover. All right. Well, have a great show.
Thank you very much.
Love
you.
Thank you. We will be back tomorrow.
You're the best.
We appreciate that.
Thank you.
We will be back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for listening.